American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. In the back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you on this 20th day of April 2005 for the next 2 hours. Program does air from 4 to 6 p.m., and that's every day, and that's Central Time, Monday through Friday. A little change of pace for tomorrow's program. I will have Ed Waller on and John Ainsworth from the Carolinas on the program tomorrow. And today, and this is important not only to the people here in Texas, but this program is relevant to folks all over the country. Reason why? Oh, it's that privatization thing, which I call fascism. But here in Texas, it's just not toll roads, ladies and gentlemen. It's many other things that quite frankly, that they're privatizing. And the reason they're saying this is because the government has run out of money. You know, we keep racking up the debts, and we can't collect enough taxes, and it's cumbersome and it's burdensome, and we'll turn it over to the private sector, and they'll do a much better job, and it'll be cheaper. Yeah. In a perfect world, that may be right. But today we're going to concentrate specifically on toll roads, and the reason being, not only does it affect everybody here in Texas, but ladies and gentlemen, hang on to your quarters around the country, because they're planning on that very scenario in your state, in and around your cities. They're all running out of money. Of course, they can't be fiscally responsible, and they can't come up with a better way of raising the revenues for which the roads we drive on. We'll be talking with Sal Costello today, AustinTollParty.com. And in about 25 minutes, we've got a special guest dropping in. That's right. It's going to be tomorrow night's entertainment. Jimmy Vaughn will spend a little time with us this afternoon also. And this is going to be a whammy, folks. This is going to be a lot of fun. For far too long, you know, we operate sometimes and we think of ourselves as being in a ditch and trying to dig ourselves out of it. Well, with that attitude, quite frankly, there's no fun in the job of doing the job and righting the wrongs. So we got to learn to have a little bit more fun about this. And, you know, folks, like I've been telling you time and time again, you know, it's time to everybody roll up their sleeves. That's right. Put a smile on your face. We got a job to do, and we'll get it done. You know, there's no rest for the wicked, and only the good die young, and all that other stuff. So at any rate, we'll come back here right after the break with Sal Costello, and we'll talk about this important issue, folks, because, like I said, they're planning it all over the place. Government is going to, here's the new mantra, we don't have any money, we don't have any money. Well, yeah, they're irresponsible in their spending, and yes, they've shipped their tax base out of the country in the way of jobs, and I don't see a bunch of these 30 million illegals paying into the tax system as they said that they were going to. You know, that's why we call them the illegals. And I wonder how many of those 30 million are going to be using these roads, and shouldn't we be shaking them down, too? We'll take the break. Be back on the other side with Sal Costello. Hang on, folks.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartavite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I've been drinking stuff. I got a whole window filled here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you slip with your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit cartavite.us for more information.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. What happened to my volume here? Am I cranked? I'm cranked. There we go. Thank you. Is that my return for my headphones? That's what? Are we banging the meter here? I'm in the yellow. Oh, that's good. Doesn't mean caution around here. That means halfway between bad and overloaded, something like that. At any rate, a topic of discussion today, folks, and as I said, you know, you may be sitting in Tennessee right now or Ohio or any place else in the country listening to this program and going, tell roads, you know. Well, it is going to affect you. This is the pilot state, ladies and gentlemen. This is the place that they're taking the freeways and they're turning them into toll roads. All right. This is not we're not talking about roads that, you know, that most people think of a toll road like, would be a good example. Well, the Turnpike in Ohio, you know, it's where you pay your money and the cops pretty much leave you alone unless you're doing 100 miles over the speed limit, that kind of a deal. And I've never seen the fares jump that high on those type of turnpikes, but that is specifically set up to traverse the entire state in a speedy manner so you don't have to deal with traffic lights and freeways and on-ramps and exits and all that other stuff and the crowd of traffic. And that's an option. You can still get from one end of the state to the other, you know, if you want to take the old route. But that's not what we're talking about here. And we're going to be talking about the model they're setting up for the entire country, folks. So hang on to your hats. I have with me Sal Costello from AustinTollParty.com. Good afternoon, Sal.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Um, good. I'm glad to be able to speak with you folks. Yeah, you're right. I mean, this is an experiment here in Central Texas. The first time in our country, they're going to begin tolling freeways. This is going to affect everybody. Even if you don't drive, it'll affect you because basically all goods and services are going to cost more to move around Central Texas. But the country is watching this experiment. So we are sort of here on the front lines, and we're it just so happens that we're the first in line. And other cities in Texas are now talking about doing some freeways, but our case, we have the real test case here where they're tolling our freeways, and some of them are 100% already funded with tax dollars, and they've been building them for the past number of years. So that's why we're also calling this a double tax, and we've been fighting this for almost a year, and folks can find us on our website, austintollparty.com. We're having a big benefit concert tomorrow evening so that we can get a war chest so we can fight this politically and legally.
Well, and that I'm glad you mentioned that because I've got Jimmy Vaughn coming up at the bottom of this hour.
Excellent.
And what I'd like to do, Sal, is just put you on hold there for a little bit while we do the thing here with Jimmy Vaughn, because they're going to be headlining a pretty doggone good show here. Going to have, of course, Jimmy Vaughn, a favorite son of Texas here. Grammy Award winner Jimmy Vaughn, Grammy Award winner blues harp legend James Cotton, John Emery Band, Bruce Jones, and other very special guests. This is going to be a blowout. This is going to be at the Doubletree Hotel North at 6505 IH-35 North, right here in Austin. And you can go up to the austintollparty.com. There'll be a little thing that'll flash up there, the concert. You click on that. All you have to do is read the page and hit map and directions, and it'll take you right to the spot.
That's exactly right. And one of the things we're really proud of is we have a special guest speaker that we're going to give an award to, and there that is a comptroller of our of public accounts here in Texas, Carol Keaton Strayhorn. She will be coming up at about 8:30 on the stage to receive her award. She's confirmed. I've been talking with her folks, so we're very excited. She has been fighting for us since last year, saying that we shouldn't be putting tolls on roads we've already paid for, and it's a double tax. So Rick Perry is pushing this on us. Mike Cruzy is the state representative that is putting forward all these bills that allow this, the theft of our freeways, so that they can get more revenue. And these folks, when you look at their political contributions, you see that they've got hundreds of thousands, and Perry's got over $1 million of contributions from the toll and road lobby to do this.
Is it, now, let me stop you here, because isn't this illegal? I mean, isn't this, you pay me money and I swing things your way?
That's called the political system we have right now, unfortunately. I thought you were going to say, isn't it illegal to take roads we've already paid for?
No, I already know that's unconscionable. I don't know if it's illegal.
Well, but it used to be illegal until they changed the laws, them and the special interests in the last few years. And unfortunately, in states throughout the country, they might have already started changing their laws, and you don't even realize it because they mess with these laws so often. It's, I mean, you have to have a team of people, you know, keeping track of all this. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, it's okay. Let's call it payoff. Let's call it graft, or whatever we want to call it. For any politician, seated politician, to take money from somebody that they're going to end up eventually doing a contract with, I would call that a conflict of interest, and that's putting it mildly.
I would agree with you. That's why I've spent almost the past year of my life fighting this.
Well, I'm looking at the information,
yes.
And somebody's been schmoozing us here. Texas Department, the district engineer, Bob, what's this guy's name, Daig?
Bob Day.
He says, we have a funding crisis. He said that last May.
Sure.
And he also said that he gave a report. He said the gas taxes decreased because of higher gas prices and alternative engines that use less gas.
That's right. He's spent the past year going to communities all over Central Texas and telling them, time after time, I was at many of those meetings, that if you don't do these tolls, your gas tax will have to be raised $2 to $3 a gallon more for gas tax. Now here's the kicker.
Wait a minute. Say that again. They're going to have to put a tax on to $2 to $3 for every gallon sold.
$2 to $3 additional gas tax on top of what you pay right now for gas, if you don't do the tolls. But here's the kicker. 2 months ago, one of the Campo board members, Brewster McCracken, told executive director, I want you to tell me how much it would cost in local gas tax to do this plan without tolls, to do the same plan as freeways and not put toll booths on them. And he came back, 3.5 cents. Now, 3.5 cents and $2 to $3 are a universe apart. But that's the kind of scare tactics that TxDOT has been using and lies so that so people will say, hey, wait a minute, we do need these tolls. Now, the thing is, the communities, I went to these community meetings, people were livid. They didn't buy any of these lies. They wanted to tar and feather somebody at every single community meeting that I went to. People are hopping mad, and that's why we're fighting this.
Well, and the issue, I mean, anybody that lives in and around Austin, anybody that sat in gridlock for traffic for an hour, And I got to tell you something, on a Friday night, forget about moving. If you're not close to your destination in and around Austin on a Friday night, don't plan on getting anywhere anytime fast or soon. I mean, we know we have a traffic problem down here, but they're playing games in which they want to do this.
Yep.
Now, what is at the basis of this is the privatization deal that everybody has spoken about. And by the way, if you do your... folks, if you do your history on this, this goes back to Ronnie Reagan and Margaret Thatcher. Thatcher, they became fast buds and pals, and this was put into the works over 20 years ago. This thing that they needed to move more of government services over to private corporations because they do that at the profit at a profit margin, and they do it well, and that would get the onus of all of this off the back of governments. And you know, I've been looking into this privatization deal. I don't want to get off track here, but this privatization deal, they're talking about doing it with current state agencies here in Texas. There's a big push for this. So it's not just about toll roads. And they've been looking at this for some 20 years, and now we're starting to see its friendly little face pop up here in Austin. Now, as far as the problems go with gridlock and traffic and the population has grown down here in Central Texas. I mean,
yeah.
And nobody will deny that. Nobody will deny that we have traffic problems down here. But it's their brand to fix that they're bringing in. And I got to tell you something. If somebody told me that in Travis and Williamson County, wherever these toll roads are designated to be, if somebody said to me that, look, this is what the cost is going to be, the initial cost, and then, of course, we're going to have maintenance cost on top of that, but if they told me that we're going to charge you an extra 2 to 3 cents a gallon on your gasoline for the tax to pay for this, and once it's paid for, we'll rescind that tax, do you think anybody would complain about this?
No, I don't think they'd complain. But there's a what you just said. Here's the thing: for the past many years, the TxDOT has created the problems that we have right now. They let this happen. Because I believe many years ago, as they're starting to change these laws, they knew they wanted to do this, and they knew they wanted to make everybody so desperate they take anything, even toll roads on the way to work on freeways. So they were trying to set us up here, but there are other solutions that we found. First off,
wait a minute. Before you go there, they've already have the plan in here to squeeze the people onto the toll roads. Now let's go over that for a minute or two, because the Texas Department of Transportation, their internal presentation from 2003 shows the Texas Department of Transportation true plans for free alternatives that they promised. And we'll talk about that one right after this break. My guest today, Sal Costello, AustinTollParty.com. Oh, kind of sounds like AustinTeaParty.com. I like that. We'll be back with Sal Costello right after this.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contacts experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly-absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
By the way, I wanted to mention that Carol Keaton Strayhorn, the Texas comptroller, her staff people are on the ball because I emailed her and I didn't get an email back. I actually got a letter that was actually hand-signed. It wasn't just a stamp. So she's on the ball, and she's serious about this. And I want to talk about, Sal, I want to talk about this Texas Department of Transportation. They promised that, oh, well, don't worry. I mean, people that don't want to use those toll roads and move around the city quickly, we're going to offer you alternatives.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and what they've said, their internal stuff said that limiting the alternative supply, in other words, road space for us to drive on, they said that free alternatives means lower revenues. Avoid frontage roads or use and discontinuous frontage roads. In other words, you can get off of an exit and drive a little ways, but you can't drive parallel to the road. Don't overbuild. Limit competing facilities. I don't know exactly what that means. And consider legal and mobility issues. And I'm not quite sure. Once you get the lawyers on board, I don't know what all that means.
What that means is the alternatives that they're suggesting. The alternatives are frontage roads with stoplights that are congested, that will continue to be congested, and year after year will get worse. And they won't deal with that problem because they want to force you up on that toll road that, by the way, they can charge whatever they want. The governor can't even step in and say, hey, that is charging too much. The national average for a toll road mile is 9 cents. And last year they said it was going to be 12 to 15 cents, and now this year they're saying 44 to 64 cents. So you could see where that's going.
Well, and once they have, I mean, and for them to do this, I mean, they're going to have ownership of the roads.
Yes.
I mean, this is not a long-term lease program.
Yes, and this is a different animal. Toll roads have always been designed and built as brand-new highways that people had an option, and they complemented local freeways. But now what they want to do is toll freeways so that you have to pay a toll to get to work and school and to play. And they got a captive audience. You're going to pay because otherwise it's going to take you forever to get to work on a frontage road with stoplights. It's going to be like Calcutta down there on those stoplight frontage roads.
I've never been to Calcutta, but I've seen pictures. Yeah. Well, so we're looking at a situation here where they've already put the fix in, and they've been moving this along.
Yes.
And they've been very, careful on what they've released. And then once they make statements through their public relations people or their politicians or their talking heads or whomever, and then we start to see what's really on TxDOT's mind behind the scenes.
Yes.
This is dishonest. It's misleading. It's deceptive. Well, let's just call it what it is. They're lying.
That's right. And what I want to say something real quick. Some people think that, okay, this is too big and we can't make a difference. Well, in the past year, we've got one toll road pulled. We've got two others postponed. We've got another one that was the funding was got pulled. We got it pulled off the table. And there were eight additional toll roads that were going on the outskirts of Central Texas. They were going to bring those up to vote on, and they actually backburnered those because we have so much pressure. And now what we're doing is we need a war chest to stop this once and for all. And if we have a very successful concert tomorrow night, we're gonna get what we need to really, really put you know, this thing in a headlock. So some people think, well, it's too big and I can't make a difference.
Oh.
That's why going to this concert is so important.
Look, Sal, you know, you're talking to a guy here that over the years I've heard it all.
Sure.
And my stock response to people that say, well, you can't fight City Hall. And this is in the backs of people's minds, and they believe it. And I remind people to say, look, if there's enough hands and enough concerned people, you can literally pick up the county courthouse or whatever the deal is, the city buildings, and you can pick them up off its foundation. You can move it where you want to, because the way this is designed, and they make it very difficult. I don't give the impression here that this is a wham bam, you know, simple plan. But look, they make it very difficult. As I said, they're deceptive and they flat out lie. You know, this is an issue that is going to mean big bucks for some very few people here. And who's going to be paying this? Now, keep in mind, of course, yes, there are higher tax or higher gas prices out there. Taxes on top of the existing prices of gas right now may not float real well, but maybe Ricky Perry can get on the phone, the horn here, with George Bush and ask him what he's going to be doing about the national energy policy. They're already starting to float stories that, don't worry, gas is going to drop by 25 cents a gallon this summer. I, for one, do not believe that. I'm already seeing people selling their SUVs, their older SUVs. I see them parked on street corners and driveways for sale signs on them. People are believing right now that gas prices are not going to be coming down. So we're talking about an expensive proposition on top of the price of your car or truck. And I'm not talking about commercial uses here. I'm talking about your privately owned vehicle, okay? The cost of the vehicle, the maintenance of the vehicle, the fuel, most assuredly, insurance, their taxes, their little stickers, this, that, and the other. It's going to be prohibitive to some people, but I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break here, and I'm going to keep you on standby because I have Jimmy Vaughn coming up here in just a couple of minutes. But I want to get down to some common sense, brass tack approach here of how we can alleviate the problems here outside of private ownership, alleviate the congestion problems here in Austin, Texas. The politicians will look good. They might even get voted in again if they come up with the right plan and people here in Central Texas are happy. We'll talk with Sal Costello more, Jimmy Vaughn, right after this break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
That's none other than Grammy Award winner Jimmy Vaughn, and I've got Jimmy online with us. Good afternoon, Jimmy. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, good.
Good to be here.
I appreciate the fact that you're a name here in Texas and all around the country, and I appreciate you throwing your support behind AustinTollParty.com. Jimmy, what got you motivated to do that?
Well, you know, I was born here in Texas, and I came down here. I started coming down here when I was a teenager in Austin, and playing my guitar with different bands and everything. I've been around here a long time, and you know, I love this place. This is my town. I've been here longer than anywhere, and I just hate to see all this crazy stuff going on. And you know, I just couldn't stand it anymore, and I really liked what Sal was doing, and it, you know, it made sense, and I just wanted to help out.
Well, I talked to Linda Curtis today, and she's going to be on with me tomorrow, and she's one of the key organizers to this event, and I asked her, I said, well, gosh, how did you get Jimmy? And she said, well, he just kind of showed up and said, you know, what can I do? And you know,
I met her when I came, brought my signatures in, and I made a little donation, and because it was easier just to go over there than go to the post office, and that's where it started.
Well, and they've tried their best down here in Austin. I mean, Sixth Street is famous throughout Texas. I mean, you can get down to downtown Sixth Street on Friday and Saturday nights, and you can hear just about any kind of music that you want to hear. And well, they've been messing with that for quite some time, and it's got a lot of people upset. They even started, I think, Keep Austin Weird. I think that was an outgrowth of that. But it's an area that's known for music.
We started playing on Sixth Street in the 70s. I mean, there's always been a lot of honky tonks around that area, and there used to be a lot of those bars with the roll-up front doors in the old days, and we used to play the Ritz Theater, you know, back when it was a theater, and all around there, and then the original Antone's opened across the street from this hotel down there, and, you know, it's just crazy. It seems like, you know, you go down there now, and if you play your guitar, you might get arrested for being too loud, or you might get a ticket for unloading your amp, and then they're gonna, you know, I'm gonna have to pay a toll if I go to the grocery store, or to the gig, you know. So I just wanted to help out and do my part. So
well, I appreciate it. By the way, a couple of months ago, of all places, I'm in Taylor, Texas, down 79, and I'm talking to a man that is coming into the network to help us out, and he was the marketing guy for the Houston Rockets, the NBA team. We're sitting in his dad's restaurant, the barbecue joint, right on 79, and I'm sitting there at this table, and I look to my left, and I see a poster of you and your brother on the wall, and it was taken in that very same restaurant. You can't get away from Jimmy Vaughn down here in Texas, can you?
Yeah, well, I guess not. You know, we made the Family Style album cover over there, Stevie and I, back whenever that came out in 89 or 90. And I forget the name, which one it was, but we went in there and had a big plate of barbecue after we took the picture, and that was the album cover.
It was great. I mean, it's just, you know, there's something about Texas, Jimmy, that it's like no other place in the country. I mean, of course, we got the Alamo, you know, we've got Texas history, but there is something different about Texas. I mean, it's one of the is it the largest state or no?
I think it is. Just say yes.
Okay, yeah, it is. I was just somebody just held up three fingers. I think that's a peace sign.
I mean, it might be somebody from California changes it, but says something different. But
hey, Jimmy, I don't consider California to be a state anymore.
I love Texas, and I've been here all my life, and I always. You know, the record companies back when we had the T-Birds always just say, well, you guys need to move to L.A. or to New York where the business is, and so we can really get this thing going. And we were like, we can't do that. You know, we just won't work. Besides, you can't have a car in New York, or you can certainly have a car in L.A., but I'm from here, you know. I'm from here. I'm going to stay here, and I love it here. And that's why I wanted to fight this toll road thing, making toll roads out of the freeways, that makes me upset. And it's crazy, and I personally can't find anybody that's for it, unless they're, you know, they're building the road, or they maybe pass the law or something. You know, you just can't find anybody for it.
Well, who's going to be on the venue with you tomorrow night?
Well, I've got my whole group. I got Bill Willis on the B3. He kicks bass on the bass pedals and plays B3. I got George Raines, Billy Pittman, Lou Ann Barton's going to be there singing. I have Ephraim Owens is going to come sit in, a great trumpet player from here. James Cotton is going to come and play his harmonica. He was a great harmonica player for Muddy Waters and everybody in Chicago and Memphis. And you know, I invited a lot of people. I don't know who for sure is going to come. Gary Clark and W.C. Clark. And I called all my blues singer friends. And it's possible that a lot of them will show up that I haven't mentioned, but I can't say their names because I don't know for sure if they're going to come.
Well, I caught your show. You went on the road with B.B. King, and you were nice enough to get me a couple tickets because that was a sold-out show, and I am very glad I caught that show. Here it is, folks. It is tomorrow night. And what time does this start? I didn't see a start time.
I think it's at 7:30.
Okay.
And then it's just going to go
until
they kick us out.
They throw us out. Well, we'll have to take over the hotel because it sounds like it's going to be a grand evening. And a reminder, folks, that's going to be the 21st. That's tomorrow. And that's going to be at the Doubletree Hotel North. And that's on North 6505 IH-35 North right here in Austin. And if you go to the...
It's right at 290, isn't it?
Yeah, right at 290 there, yeah. And if you go up to AustinTollParty.com, and folks, all over Texas, we're inviting you down here because this is going to affect you. If we don't stop this here, this is a plan that's in the works for all the states around the country.
I just saw a paper where they were doing this in New Jersey, and several states are starting to announce it, so... If you're in New Jersey, get in the car and come down here.
There you go. All right.
Learn something from Sal. Hey, Sal, are you there?
Sal, do I have Sal here? Hold on. Here he comes. Hello, Sal.
Yeah, Jimmy, I want to tell you, if you ever wanted to leave Texas, we wouldn't let you. We love you.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, we're so happy that...
Nobody else will take me.
Well, we're so happy that you stepped up to do this, and
Well, there's a lot of guys, you know, that stepped up with me, and I'm just happy. You know, I love to... drive around here, and I love old cars, and I don't want any chip, RFID chip in anything. I don't want it on my car. I don't want it on my guitar. I don't want it in my wallet. I don't want it on anywhere. Okay.
Yeah.
And so this HB 2893, and it's just insanity what all these things are coming up with, and. You know, a lot of people feel the same way.
By the way, Jimmy, I know you like older cars. You remember that supercharged black IROC I had?
I
had to sell that to pay some taxes.
Well, I hope you sold it to somebody you know so you can get it back.
Actually, believe it or not, the guy bought the car and didn't even drive it. He just looked at it and said, I'll take it. So, hey, look, it's going to be great. I'm going to be down there tomorrow night. We'll continue to make the announcements on the website. www.rbnlive.com. We've got a tag up there. It'll take you right to AustinTollParty.com. And Jimmy, I know you're a busy guy. You got to rest up for your gig tomorrow. And I appreciate you coming up, but more importantly, I appreciate you getting behind the folks here in Texas to help this benefit, to give them the funds and the notoriety to take this thing head on and bury this puppy.
Well, you're very welcome, and of course, what else can I do? Thank you, guys, and thank you, Sal, for everything you do, and thank you, John, for everything you do.
All right, Jimmy.
I appreciate it. Thank
okay,
you,
Jimmy. We'll see you on stage tomorrow night.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Great guy, isn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, my hair is standing up on my arms right now because, yeah, he's a celeb, but more importantly, he's a reachable and touchable celebrity, a very, very down-to-earth, very good man that hasn't sold his soul. And that's what I appreciate most about him. He has not sold his soul. He's his own guy. He just had twin girls not too long ago, and life couldn't be better for Jimmy. I mean, and he wants to keep it that way. And he's concerned about everybody down here in Central Texas and all of Texas, and we greatly appreciate it. Look, I want to get back to Sal. I want to get back to some of the things about this because the public doesn't know. I mean, you've been digging around in this, as you said, for about a year now. What's some of the other important or key points that you want to bring up about this?
Well, in a little while, I'd also want to remember to give people a phone number in case they don't have a computer on or around.
Give it right now, and we'll keep giving it out.
Oh, great. It's grab a pen. It's 512-371-9926. That's our office. We have people there now. We've been working hard for the past year. 512-371-9926. And, you know, there are a lot of bills out there that are flying around now in this legislative session. Jimmy mentioned one that they put up in the guise that it's for insurance companies. And when he talks about RFID chips, what he's talking about is this bill will put a chip in the inspection sticker that you get for your car so they can automatically bill you when you go through one of these toll booths that are on freeways so that everybody automatically has one, and they can also obviously track you. And they if you don't pay if you're not paying your bill, they can find out where you are. They can, you know, keep track of where you are. And anyway, some of these bills are really don't make much sense. They've been monkeying with our bills for a number of years. And House Bill 3588 is the worst one. That's what did the most damage. And we're trying to get the difficult part here is it's hard to get these bills up in the Transportation Committee because the guy who's running the committee, Mike Cruzy, he's the one that is pushing all this for the governor. Little by little, we're trying to get through to different state representatives. So if you have any state representatives, if you live in Texas, call your state representatives and tell them that you do not want tolls on any freeways. Tell them to support Coleman's bill. Coleman has a bill that puts a two-year moratorium on all of this. It'll give us more time to chip away at this, and it's a bill that's up right now that can make a difference. And also, if you go to austintollparty.com and step right there, you can send a quick message to over 200 elected officials and tell them that we don't want tolls, and we want to be able to vote whether we're going to have tolls that cost a lot of money or just a little bit of a tax increase. And you can send that automatic email, and if you do that, you'll get a letter from Rick Perry in the mail, and then a couple days later, a letter from Strayhorn. I urge everybody to do that.
Well, and part of what I want to get into here is, you know, what's the real alternative here?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure that that our politicians here are working overtime now that they realize that this is not floating with the public too well.
Yeah.
You know, we're against one thing, and that's privatization of our own roads.
Sure.
That should be in the hands of the state where we can get our mitts around the politicians' necks when they don't do our bidding. That's the whole point of having local and state governments. But what are some of the – now, you've been doing this for a while. What are some of the alternatives that you have heard?
The alternative that we would strongly suggest is finishing the projects that they started 1, 2, 3 years ago as freeways and not putting toll booths on them. That will help us with congestion.
Right.
We've already paid for them. The next thing we would suggest is that they do some smarter things with transportation. If you go to austintollparty.com and go to step 3, you'll see a patented intersection that we found months ago with a company that's produced this decades ago, and they're just getting going in Ohio and some other places. But these patented intersections are brilliant. They move more cars than the ramps that go all the way up to the sky. They cost a fraction of the amount.
I'm looking at it right now.
Good.
Yeah, on the site.
That is a grade-level solution. So take a close look and keep hitting that play button. But it's brilliant, really, and it's beautiful if you look at it close.
It says the increased capacity has doubled or more in comparison to a typical intersection system. More vehicles than conventional overpasses. Traffic intersections can be solved in tandem by creating a super street. A network of super streets reduces and helps to solve city gridlock. Bicycles, transit, and pedestrians are accommodated.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of bicycles. I mean, you know, the announcement came out. What's the Tour de France winner here?
Yeah.
He's announced that he's going to do one more Tour de France, and he's going to retire after this year. He's going for his 7th Tour de France. But we got a lot of people that bicycle down here, the people that are concerned about traffic. I mean, it got quite ugly sometimes, confrontations between bicyclists and motorists, and I was involved in one of them. But.
Sure, and this solution is actually biker-friendly and pedestrian-friendly, and it's just a really smart thing to have. And these guys actually have already designed a highway here in Central Texas 360. that's a perfect place for this. And you basically don't have to add lanes. You just make the intersections work better, and that moves your vehicles better than the ramps that they build all the way up to the skies that cost an absolute fortune that we can't afford.
Yeah, and I noticed they just redid 360. I hop on the bike, and that's where I go. I go up and down 360.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great little drive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the other things, as you said, pedestrian-friendly intersections. We'll cover more of this after this break. We're talking with Sal Costello. The website, folks, is austintollparty.com, and it's kind of our little tea party right here in Central Texas. We'll be back with Sal Costello right after this break.
Half the time, it wasn't fun. You know I can't stand it when we fight, baby. Nobody down the road, there I go, lost and confused.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Starting to get excited here. This music's this is getting to me. This is going to be a great night tomorrow, Sal. This is going to be super. How do people get tickets for this concert tomorrow night?
Well, they can go to austintollparty.com and buy online. I'll give you the phone number in 1 second. They can go to gettix.net. They can go to Pinky's Wireless here in Central Texas. Walk in and get a ticket. Or call our office, which is 512-371-4000. 9926.
And
3719926.
And this is specifically, this concert is a benefit specifically to build a war chest so we can continue the battle and stopping these toll roads. And I want to talk a little bit more about the some of the ideas that are coming forth. I mean, as I said earlier, I mean, traffic is a problem here in Austin. At Friday night, you better make your dinner reservations. If you've got to drive across town, you give yourself plenty of time. Everybody down here knows this.
Yeah, yeah.
I've watched Sal myself in the morning sometimes. I've watched traffic literally backed up 15 miles on southbound 35. From Georgetown, gridlock from Georgetown all the way into Austin.
Oh, sure. But I'll tell you what, you think someone like me that's fighting this is driving to work, and I don't. I have my office at home, but I set up all my meetings in midday, and I'll tell you, I can get anywhere in Central Texas without getting a traffic jam.
Right.
As long as it's not during the peak morning or drive time hours, morning or late afternoon. But there are solutions out there. The one solution that will not work is this toll road scheme. All it is it's a solution for money, and it's our money. And it's going to make congestion worse because the folks that can't afford it, which are most of us that won't want to pay because it's wrong or they can't afford it, will drive down on those frontage roads, and that congestion will get worse and worse as time goes. And then we have a toll authority that can select whatever they wish to charge us. So it's you know, we're sort of being blackmailed into
right.
using these tolls as years pass,
right.
Just to go to work, to school, to go buy groceries, and it's just it's wrong for so many reasons.
Well, and I've got to bring this up.
Yeah.
And can you stick with us a few minutes longer?
Sure.
Because we're coming up on the top of the hour break here, and I want to make sure that we get all the information we need to get out to folks. But I noticed one thing, and this has been. It's been fascinating for me for years because like Jimmy Vaughn, I've always been fascinated with cars and always liked neat things and different things and all that. America's had a love affair. I mean, Route 66, my goodness, a generation grew up around that. And we've always had an affinity, a love affair with our cars, but it's more important than that. It's kind of an extension of ourselves in our home. And we had the idea that if we're in our cars and we're going anyplace, but that's an extension kind of like of our home or our property that, you know, nobody can really mess with you, but that's being changed. But I've noticed one thing, and especially here in Austin, and it would work for L.A., it would work for Austin, it would work for peak hours anywhere. I mean, Houston, gosh, drive through Houston, drive time and see what happens. The everybody forgets anymore not to give everybody enough space. And the general rule of thumb that they used to pound on you for years and years and years when you're driving on the highway, always make sure that you allow one car length for every 10 mile an hour you're traveling. So here in Central Texas, most of the roads are 65 or 70. So you leave six or seven car lengths. What that does is that stops that according effect. Because once somebody at the head of this line breaks, it all goes backwards, and it's like this big accordion breathing in and out. And it slows up traffic, but I don't see any public service announcements coming from the Texas Department of Transportation on how tips for drivers to improve and take the stress and enjoy their drive time more. I see Texas Department of Transportation doing nothing in that regard. We'll be back in a few minutes with Sal Costello. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Hour two.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.